I gather consensus was to begin with the Hilchos Ksuvos, Siman Samach Vav. So we'll begin Siman Samach Vav. The topic I want to talk about today is, actually was Rabbi Woodley's suggestion. I spoke about briefly in the Hilchos Ishus Chaburos, but Yes Mima Shekarosi Kosev Kan, there I covered it only Rosh Yiprokim. We'll talk about the Zodei HaShaila and the Tzveikus. The Shaila that arises at this time of the year, and even more frequently in the month of June when the Shkia is rather late. And very often the Chuppah takes place in Bein HaShmoshes, or more or less Bein HaShmoshes. And you now have a problem with regard to dating the Chuppah. You're dating the Ksuvah before the Shkia, and the Chuppah takes place, it takes place after Tzeisik HaChovim, there's no problem, you write the Zman Bucher, you can write the Zman of Achar Tzeisik HaChovim, but the real problem is when the Chuppah takes place, Bein HaShmoshes, and the Yichud then is Bein HaShmoshes. So what Zman do you write in the Ksuvah? The emes is there are two possibilities. I mean, the first possibility is you write the date at which you're signing the ksuba, which is the day before. At worst, you have what sounds like a shtar muktim, and it's certainly muktim before the nisuin, but if in din you can be geiver from the kuchis from the time of the chsima, there shouldn't be any problem. So that's the first child of whether if you write the zman muktim, is there a problem? And it seems to me that there wasn't a problem, or there shouldn't be a problem. And I have a number of riots. Later, we'll see that there may be sources to the contrary. But the first clear source, that I think is a clear source anyway, is a Tshuvas Rivosh. It's Cheshmish Betzimin Nun. It's cited in the Pesachei Tshuva, if I'm not mistaken, in Cheshmish Bet Nun Hey Sifkot Yotes. But it's a Tshuvas Rivosh, which on the surface, the Rivosh says clearly that if you write an earlier Zman, Afilim Timtzu Leimar, it's Hischayv Usal Pnai. But when and if the parties get married afterwards, it's Mishavid from Shas Ksiva, that's the point. If that's not sufficient, then there's a Tshuvas Beis Shankiv, he was an early Achron. He says Beferish, that you can write the Ksuba an earlier Zman, and that it's perfectly valid. The Shail is the Rayas. He brings a Raya. I'll tell you what I think the Raya is, and he has another Raya which I don't understand altogether, and I have my own Raya. But this is something which has appeared. There have been a number of articles in various journals. Most of the articles that appeared in the journals all say that the Zman Muktim is perfectly okay. The only one who has problems is Rav Shlomo Zalman, and my problem is to find it because I can't find it quickly enough. But Rav Shlomo Zalman also says, here it is, he doesn't have any problems in any momentous. He seems to have other problems. So let me see if I can find the lotion quickly enough. Yes, here, sorry?
All the articles in your packet?
Not all. Some. not all of them.
Some.
Yeah. Representative sampling. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says as follows. Option negela moment shalak suba is atay. Okay. You can be mishabed yourself from before and everything is fine. Avlo edim hari chosnu al sheker. Why does the edim write sheker? Because it's moras plainis the hobby slightly into and it's not true. Shinskacha beam echod, linskacha beam aleph, linskacha beam base. Dim chas visholom, you the edim lachas man shinskacha beam echod, beam aleph, beam vishacher, you talk and she's vada ishto shoplaini. Dim kain, her evadios vasis lachta mo sheker. Kain's a mechsi kishikre, el a sheker mamish. I don't understand what he means. I mean, I don't take it seriously in terms of halacha. He's afraid of who knows what a pakid can do out there, because it's a tover poshut, that if you can write in advance and be mechayev yourself, then the whole Nusach HaShtar is nothing more than that. You can't bring a riot this man in Suin from this man of the Shaibus, the high Shaibus look good and Suin look good. It says, Tzviyas Moras Poinis Vavis Lailintu, we know so what? I mean, this, and he says that that, how can they write on the Sheker? As if there would be an Isser of Bar Sheker Tirchok. If there's an Isser of Bar Sheker Tirchok, then every star is the Bar Sheker Tirchok. Every star is written B'loshon Ovar. So it's the Ran's Gash and Gifness. What does the Ran say? That if Lulietzi Mitachas Yoda, Ishal, the person who's supposed to benefit from all of this, you'll know that it was the Messiah to that person. And what do we write to the Huleva? We don't write Pliny Yuva. We write Pliny Lova, B'loshon Ovar. There's a hidden premise. If you'll see the Malva with the Shtar, then you'll know it's true, plainly lover. Until the Malva has it, it's nothing. It's a chas to be alma. That's what kind of Nefzik Yishikra? There's no Nefzik Yishikra here. I don't have to say it in my own name. You don't have to look very far. The Ezer Mikedish. The Ezer Mikedish is dealing with what is really the same Shaila, only just changed the fat pattern a little bit. He's not talking about the American Bein HaShmoshes and the American Seder Kedushin. He's talking about B'Shas HaTchak B'Zman Nochus and Kpeidu Kotzim Tzuviyem Ocher. He's talking about writing the next day. So he says, why did they do this? The and therefore he says whatever he says after all of this, and he proceeds to say that there's no Mexican shikra with regard to things of this nature. It's not a Mexican shikra if you have the wrong date in the Ksuba. And if there would be a Mexican shikra, Naniach is a Mefzik Yishikra. So what? There's the places in Ksuvis. It's already Ksuvis. Ksuvis places should be where Chof Aleph on the base. Chof Aleph on the base. This is the Sugya of Mefzik Yishikra. The Shail and the Gemara is High Ashrato. Can Bayoni write a Kiyum before the Eidim are made? Asim and Shadeyem. And we have Stiris in the Sugya. So there's a whole places. And the Gemara proceeds to say that one of the truths in Sestasis, the Leboy Lemaim is Lesla Rapapi, of Lesla Lakusha, Shane Lidmais Ashrato Shumaisa Besn Lacharistoris, the Maisa Besn Lakulal Mechashin Lamasakishikra. But if it's not a Maisa Besn, we're not Chayshin Lamasakishikra. A private star isn't a Maisa Besn. We don't care if they're Mechashikra. Sheker Mamish already saw it's not. Mechashikra for Yoke, we don't care. For a Besn, it's kind of as elusive as a dinner. It's not nice. It looks as if they're lying. Then comes a Ri Midan Pierre, who says that for a private star, you're also Chayshish for a Mechashikra. But, I mean, Roy Rishenim, don't hold like the Ri Midan Pierre. Mexican Shikra is from Isa Besnel. So it would seem to me. So let's talk, that's, you know, Reb Shlomo Zalman says, the Farish, like Avi Momin is, tell you, it's good. But he's worried about this, the Sheker, the Chatzon Sheker, and who knows what they're going to do with it afterwards. Now, who's the who? Who's going to do this? Reb Shlomo Zalman knows. He knows there's no problem. He knows that it's, if a Momin is studied, no, so I can't bring a Raya for Isurim, for Nations each for this. Elamai, people who don't know this. Not the people in the Zalman, the Pakitza place. Or an Amoritz who has some kind of official position. I don't know what. Melech, he's worried about Shoshis in the real world. In Eretz Yisrael, maybe. I don't know what they're going to use the Ksuba in America for. You know, the only thing is they're going to use the Ksuba as a Raya for anything. And it's for nothing. The only thing I've ever seen anybody try to use the Ksuba as a Raya for is how to spell the names of the Chos and the Kal and the Ket. And even that, you know, you can't be signed the card. Of course.
Can you use the American law to just prove somebody's been married?
Can you use the ksuba to prove somebody's been married? I'll be the first expert witness to say it proves nothing. How do I know you got married? It was a Saturday condition you ran away?
I don't think you've used it. You know, questions
of
security, things like that, prove that one was married to someone who passed away. They couldn't find the marriage certificate. They used the ksuba.
What they do in our koy is based upon things that aren't valid evidence. I mean, they can do all kinds of things. Yes, I mean, look, you'll have somebody trying to collect 7-Eleven business. It's all business trying to collect. You have to prove you were married. And they're very lax on the kind of proof. You don't have marriage certificate because it was destroyed in San Francisco fire. Who knows when? So I presume they'll take something like Exuba's evidence, but they'll take anything. They, in a court of law, in a criminal proceeding, wouldn't stand up. But if you're looking, you know, to present claims against the government, who knows what, if you talk and they'll accept it. So what? What's the cubicle as far as we're concerned? Well, what's going to be the cubicle? He's afraid that she'll gobble the kedusha from somebody else, and they'll say she's mekudeshes on the basis of the ksuba. What business is going to say such a thing? Clearly not. In any event, that the nomechtik is I'm not concerned about. I am concerned about the din moments. The din moments is the shayla here. So the rayas, first of all. The rayas, to me, the rayas is not be a dover caution. Hagam, we'll see in a second, some people think it's not a dover caution. But we have a thesis in Bava Metzia. Thesis in Bava Metzia, Zayin Omid Beis. So there's a shtar was lost, the ksuba is lost, now we have a person found it, so who do we give it to? Do we give it to the Baal, do we give it to the Isha? So the Gemara says, Bizman Shabal Moide Yasu Isha. If the Baal is made that they were married, we give it to the wife. Why not? It's a shtar against him. He's a Abadasa Mishkayim. Ein HaBaal Moide Lo Yasu Loilozeh Loilozeh. So that's a kash. What do you mean Baal Moide that we give it to the Isha? It's not just affecting the Baal. It's affecting Lukuchas also. Maybe there's collusion here. So this is the Lechashin in Leknunya. Lechashina. We're not Chashish people for this. Velech Lemechash. Another shash. Shemekos up in his symbol in Nosah Tishrei. It's a shtar muktim. He wrote it in Nisan. He did get married from Tishrei. And this shtar is establishing his chayvus from an earlier zman. Post like any shtar muktim. Says Taisis, the mono Mosai mishtar bim erisin. Ah, beloik subit. The erisin kol yislo. The mechuyiv Taisis shitish, mechuyiv the mono Mosai from erisin. We're not afraid that he wrote before the Arison. So again, how do you learn this Lekalamechash, and if he did write it, is it kosher or not? It's ambiguous. The Shanky brings this part of thesis as a rights kosher, Lekalamechash, but if he did, it's good. We don't worry about it. People don't do things like this. We don't have to worry about the Lekuchas, but they wrote this kosher. Reb Moshe brings the same thesis to say that Lech Lamechash, because it's possible. Lech Lamechash, because the Shtar Mukh, nobody does this. You don't write in this for Tishrei, because you can't be Mechayiv yourself before the Harrison Naniyah. I've always, Reb Moshe is the one that says, you can't do this. You can't write the earliest line. I don't want to use the word Mukh. You can't use the earlier Znan because it's always a Muktim. You can't be Meshav yourself in an event. In any event, then says Tosfos, Ulakidim et Lekel Meich, or Tosfos Nami, now he's working with Tosfos Ksuba, because he says that the Arusos Mechuyiv and Lekel Meichash before Erisin, Ula, what about Tosfos? Ula Bayad Omei, there was some Zokim like Osi Shapir. Hey, there'll be some of Zokim lois. Even the Tosfos, you're Mechuyiv from this man. Now, long before I saw the Reb Moshe, because it's only in the last volume of the Igros Moshe, the last line of Nezer. It was earlier in the Dibros Moshe, which I didn't know about, but I have my notes on Bava Metzia, Shiurim. When I learned Bava Metzia, I said Shiurim, Bava Metzia, I said that the signet of Thesis, once we come to Eidah of Summer Zochim, we have a teretz on the first kasha too. Father, Tosfos asking two kashas, one after the other. First he asks, Mono Mosayim. The Mono Mosayim, he has a simple teretz. Lech Lamechash, we're not Tosfos that you write before the Arison. Now what about the Tosfos, John McLean, even from the Arison? And you do write from the Mount of Arison, but that's Mechayiv yourself, one of Mono Mosayim, it's not Mechayiv Tosfos until Nesuin. So Tosfos has second teretz. How we hold the end of the Soma Zochim way. The eighth of Ichsomov can be Zeich the Tosfos also. If it be Zeich the Tosfos, then why can't it be Zeich and Mono Mosayim? I don't need the first teretz anymore. So once I come to the second teretz of Tosfos, there's no, the first kash is also answered. It means the Dover Poshet. I don't have to bring a raya from the first teretz, and whatever the first teretz meant, it's not Pshat HaMachleik, it's too Pali HaTosfos. That's all for the signet of Tosfos. I have a simple kash with a simple teretz, and a stronger kash, which are more complicated teretz, answers everything. Reb Moshe, I can't talk. I don't know what he said. It's there. You want, you can see it. In the Igros Moshe, he brings a raya from the first Eretz that Tosfos holds is no good. Mamish, what the Bishanka brought is a raya that is good. He brings a raya that's not good. I don't think it's a raya either because it's ambiguous. And Kiilu, that's a machlokes the two truths in Tosfos, or he ignores the second. He quotes it, doesn't say anything about it. I have no idea what he means. But in any event, there's the Reb Moshe who says that you can't be machayer yourself to the ksuba before the chuppah. It's impossible. Well, let me deal with the second raya, and then we'll come back to whatever else is problematic here. The second is Tesis Yudzayin on the base. Again, I can read the Vishankar, but I don't know, we'll gain very much. I'm not sure I understand his raya. I think there is a raya of sorts, but Mailer. We have the Tosfos. Tosfos says that Omer Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Omer Reb Yechonah, Toinak HaMaisa Bezdin, Loi Amaklum. And Ksuvah HaMaisa Bezdin, you can't hang a variety on HaMaisa Bezdin. So, says Tosfos, V'loi Meboi B'mokim Shein Kaysin Ksuvah, Ei B'mokim Shein Kaysin, Yeshayim Shein Nisra Ksuvah, So Ben Nemelim Variety. I tell you now, my Sebastian can't find a variety. Says Tosfos Avada, the Malkim Shekaisin Ksuba, you certainly can't find a variety. If you actually the Malkim Shein Kaisin, or when we have 18 that was burned, of course you can't find a variety. El Afilu the Malkim Shekaisin Ksuba, they no Mitzia Ksuba ainu Nema Loima Variety. He can't find a variety even the Malkim Shekaisin. Afilu im Himayde. Shaksuba hi biyodo, the gam haget biyodo, nifras ve'ede haget graded. The avagap the mission is shaksuba biyodo who mafsi. That's Tosfos' problem. She's going to keep the ksuba and she'll use it the second time. Shim tachzor betita ksuba who yichtiv shayver shaytig v'pam shniya. So says Tosfos, since we hold to Nachum Eisbesten loyam aklum, so he has the burden of preserving the shayver. Vafilu, says Tosfos, is telling me, you know, Eitzes was this poor man who lost the shayver. Who's believed to do what? Who's the burden of proof on? I tell you, Nachum Eisbesten means burden of proof is on the defendant. You want to prove? Then keep your shayver. That's the only way to prove it. Says Tosfos, almost gratuitously, he adds, Vafilu im yafsi shayvroi, not everything is lost. Yocholim aparayti mone migud amon nasati. So for mone, he always has a migud, and when he married her, she was not mone. Im ein lo edeh inumo, unless she had edim, that she was a psula. So that, he's not so terrible. He's only at risk for a mone in most cases. Oh, he has another edeh, so what else can he find there? Parayti hakoil, bimigud de ein ak ishti, im ein lo edeh kiddushin. He can always say paraiti with a migu, you're not my wife. You say, are you a ksuba? Prove that you're my wife. That's if there's no edim kedushin. If we don't have edim that she was his wife, he can always say paraiti with a migu of ein at ishti. So, says the Beis Yankiv, and then after all of that, why does Tosfos say with a migu of ein at ishti? He's got the taina that the ksuba, he's not taina mezuyah. And she's going to be made to ksuba a second time. Let him say that he wrote it the day before the chuppah, or 6 months before the chuppah. So since Tosfos doesn't say that, then apparently it's perfectly valid ksuba. Now I don't quite understand what the raya is. I would put the raya a little bit differently to me. I mean, who says it's fossil? That's he's tining it's fossil. He's not tining it's fossil. It seems to me he's not tining mezuyah. It's not tiny mukden, but the tiny. To me, it seems that the right is because Tosfos is saying that he's got a migu of paraiti migu di atishti. Why does he need a migu for altogether? He doesn't need a migu. This soup is worthless. He's saying paraiti. And I paid it. And you come and you tell me that this is a valid ksuba. The ksuba doesn't mean anything. There's no proof of the ksuba. Because the ksuba could have been written, it could have been a mukta. It could have been written long before the chuppah, in which case it's not valid. And I can always tie the paraiti, not with a migu of iat ishti, but with a migu that it's a kind of a mukta. No, really, a person generally doesn't have that kind of demonis. So what are you proving from the thesis? The prior doesn't seem to be a strong raya. The migu is the migu of the adishti. That I understand. If the unless they're adim that they were married, he's saying paraiti. He could have said I adishti, and it was somebody else. No, if he could have said I adishti, then I presume he could say it's muktam also. Somebody else wrote it. It was written for a different man. But that, in effect, isn't Pateris Migu. It's saying I'm paraiti, and this piece of paper is nothing. And the Migu that Thesis is giving us is a Migu that is a perfectly valid star. I'm masking the star as valid, but I adishti. And this is a different kind of amigo. In fact, it's better than amigo in a certain way. But it's not what Thesis is saying. Thesis is telling us that he's got an amonis of amigo of Iad Ishti. And if you can prove that they were married, then the ksub is a valid ksub, and he has no nemonis connected it. And if you come to say that it's muktim, if you're not the nemonis saying muktim connected to shtar, that's biyad hamalva, you can't find a muktim connected to shtar. Yeah, you can find it. Other things, you can't find it. The raya from this thesis, I'm not sure it's the raya mechrachas, but the thesis is true. Thesis could have said something else. Thesis could have said that he, since she doesn't have the shtar in the first place, she doesn't have the shtar, he is in the position to make all kinds of tainus, including that whatever it was the muktam, etc., etc. Anyway, that's I think a much comment that Shanky goes back and forth with this thesis. I think that the raya is a raya from the previous thesis. But either way, Reb Moshe says it almost, you know, it's simple. There's no such thing as being mechayev yourself a ksuba unless you're married. Before the chasm, you can't be mechayev yourself a ksuba. And I don't understand. It doesn't make sense to me. A ksuba is nothing more than a chayev. It's a chayev which may be contingent upon marriage. It could be a tonight. If not, the marriage is amnas makensa. Fine, whatever you want. But why can't a man be mechayev himself money to a woman from a certain day on the condition they get married? He mechayev himself without a tonight, without a condition. So he mechayev himself with a condition. So why can't he be mechayev himself and the shibut should be chal l'mafreya, the shibut should be chal from the time of the chesima? I would have no problems writing the earlier zman, but the Moshe says it's no good. He says it's possible, and the whole ksuba is possible. So nobody's going to go write a ksuba connected to Moshe. So that leaves us now with the other eight. So the second eight is to write tomorrow's date. And tomorrow's date would be fine, except we've got now the problem of Yichud Bein HaShemoshes, and that's Samach Rod. Yes. He says it doesn't help. He says it doesn't make any difference because there's no such chefta, there's no barrier of aksuba without issues. No, so you can't have it before. I don't know why. Who says it's issues? I'm a chayv myself. It's an ordinary chayv. I'm sorry? Almanas, so that's why. It's like in the thesis. The thesis is only on Nafla Kains. I need the suin also. But once then, it went to the Shibut for the thesis, Kalam Afreya, from the Erisin, from the Chsim. Yeah, that's everybody who's that. That's no problem. And, you know, if it wouldn't be a ksuba, call it something else. A person will take a piece of paper and he's saying, the woman has agreed to marry him because he's going to give her a gift. So he's writing, I mashad myself, may I yearn from there to tonight. 6 months before the chuppah, Menas L'Kainsa, we'll get married, you'll be M'chuyiv Me'hayoyim. Now, don't have to wait for Mises Habal or for Gershon. M'chuyiv Kachakach. No, it won't be good. Why won't it be good? It's a Yiskaibus Altanai. No, if I can have Yiskaibus Altanai, I can call the Ksuba, the Zman Peruin. Is Bosa Chayai or the time of Gershon? No, it's only being conveyed as Zman Peruin. Nothing more than that. What's a Ksuba different from an ordinary Chay? That's a ksuba zachay, period, full stop. Of course, with certain tenoyim conditions, the marash, anybody, you don't have to get married to be machayev yourself in a ksuba. You can machayev yourself in a ksuba without marriage. I'll be machayev myself, isha plenis, when her husband dies, when he'll be magarisha. What does that do with me? I can't be machayev myself something of the sort. Why not? So it's an ordinary chayev, I'll not. All right, so now we have to deal with writing the second smell. So that's the machaber. Osilis, be is certainly osilis. Be a Hashemoshes is hard to be mad. And we don't have to work now with a sultan Rabbonim, since it's a Rabbonim. But be in Ilchu should be osilis. Says the Mechaber, osilis yachedi makala kaidim sheyichtiv lo ksubin. And says the Ramo, yesh mikilin umatirin lishachedi. The Ramah is matter yichud without a ksuba. The Mechaber holds that yichud without the ksuba is also. So even the Shitas of Mechaber, which is the Shitas of Rambam, when he says also is shachet, and if he is mishachet, the Loshon also sounds like it's pretty bad. The only Yisr I know is also on Lashes and Yishtay Balei Ksuba. So he's over on Yisr de Rabbana. Come the Chelkis Mechaikin, the Rei Shmuel, and they quote a Bach, and says that this is the Mechaber, Harambam Dik, Bulishoinai, Bulei Kosov Shiesh Yisr, Rav Shekosov, it's Zorek Lifte Ksuba, Kreim Kni Soso, Lechupa, Vachach, Yemut, Abishtay, Mashma, Shalachat, Hilet Zorek Lashes Kain, Shalayovle de Yisr, Avel Yisr Mamish, Lo Yishomanu, Beyichud. Okay? So it's, no, it's not clear that what we're dealing with is an Isser Mamish, but Mechaber seems to say that it's an Isser Mamish. That's one sniff. Number two, it seems to me that even if you hold that this is an Isser Mamish, so why is it Osir? It's Bichlal Osir Lodom Lahashis Nishta. And why? Because we're afraid of precipitous divorce. They shouldn't be Kala Bein of Ligarsha. Now, the kalavain of a gash, I understand. If the husband has to fight before divorcing his wife because it's going to cost him money, so Chazal accomplished something. Now, what do we want to do? This woman now has a ksuba in hand. The ksuba becomes valid from Tzeisa Kichovim. From Tzeisa Kichovim, she can be given from with this ksuba. She can't be given with Shabbatim until tomorrow night anyway, but at least from the Nechayrim, that we don't need more than that. Even though you can't collect from the Shabbatim, you can't collect from the Nechayrim, that's also, you're out of the Gzeiros Chazal. Because otherwise, I'd have to wait until tomorrow night to be Boil. I have to be Boil tonight, I can't collect from the Shabbatim. But she can collect from the Nechayrim as of Tzeisa Kichovim. That's the Zman, she's got it in her hand. So now, what are Chazal worried about? That in the Yichud room, after the Chuppah, and before Tzeisa Kichovim, he's going to call a Sefer with two Edim and give her a get, because now it's free. If he waits another few minutes, another how long Tzeisa Kichovim be, the Ben HaShemosh is big, he'll wait 72 minutes, how long? If he waits that long, it's going to cost him money, but if he does it this quickly, he can be Megarisher without financial penalty. I know Lo Tzlug, but I also know Mils Lo Shchicha Ligoz Rabbanan. I think that this is a kind of a Mils Lo Shchicha. That in the Lo Shchicha, that they should get married, Bein HaShemoshes, the Yichud should be Bein HaShemoshes, and he should get mad, he should get angry Bein HaShemoshes, and we should have to restrain him with a threat of some financial penalty. That's a Lo Shchicha. I don't think the Chazal were good for the Bein HaShemoshes. But I didn't find that smart any place. Chaz V'Shalom be saying about it. My deal with Machlokes Mechaber and Ramah. No, the Ramah, Mechaber, the Ramah says, Yesh Mekili Matirin. You have the Ramah to be saying Mechan, Elamai, the Mechaber. So I don't think it's so far-fetched to say that the Mechaber will be Moedekai Gavn also, because the Mils of Leshchich is Tapakal Takonas Chazal. In addition to that, I'm giving you all the Snifim, because later I'll have a Hetem Ruvok. First, all the Snifim Lahatya. Then you have Ramah in Siv Gimel. Ramah in Siv Gimel says, Bizman HaZeb Medinas Eilu Shein Megarashim Bal Korcho. Then there's no chayr in the Rabbeinu Gershon. Because of him, the Rabbeinu Gershon, you're going to have a wife without a children. And he says, there are more, but Avol Eina, Minikain, Bein Lishanis. But basically, the Ramah is right. The Ksuba, and this is an important point to remember, forget about the Shaila. The Ksuba is a chaspa v'alma today. We write Ksubas only because we're chayshish for the Ramah's Yeshua. We don't need a ksubish like a kalabain of Lagarsha. A woman today can bargain to her heart's content, and she does. She's not mechuyev to accept a get. Get is only by mutual consent. Rabbeinu Gershon said that you can't be megarish a woman bal korcho. Except in the cases we can't be megarish bal korcho. And from there, Chazal didn't make a gzeirish a kalabain of Lizia. If he's being megarish because of mitzvah legarish, Chazal didn't want to make impediments. But where you're dealing in a case which Chazal had to make takonis, that's because Rabbeinu Gershon wasn't around. After Rabbeinu Gershon, you can never divorce her against her will. And she can bargain for whatever she wants. What difference does it make what's written in the ksuba? She'll ask for 10 times as much as the ksuba. Or the Habal will negotiate with her. She should take the get because she wants to get rid of him, doesn't want to be an aguna, and she'll be meichel the ksuba. So that's why nobody knows what the ksuba is worth. because it doesn't make any difference. The parties always have to haggle one way or another. Either they're increasing the value or they're being merchants altogether. So l'may nafkimina, that's what the Rambam means. That's the sheet he brings. Bismanenu and the Medina Seilu were not Mekarish Kol Korcho because the Cher and Rabbein of Gershom, it makes no difference anymore. Elamai, Ein L'shanis. So let's look. We have Takonas, Chazal, we can't do anything about it. The Akoponim, we bring Sheetis to say that where they weren't Geyser, when there's an equally effective way of preventing precipitous divorce. So that's another Sneed Godel Lohoka. Remember, dealing with Machalikis Machalva Ramo to start with. Will only be in Cheshish for the Rambo, and here you've got the Rambo himself who says Mitzaradin, it's Mutter, but Eina Minikin Vein Lishanais. So for this, this group of Eina Shmash is Melech. In addition to everything else, we've got the Machaber, again the Sheet of the Rambam, that you don't need, even Mokm Shekaisim Ksuba, Kona Miyoda is enough. You don't need the piece of paper. Kona Miyoda is, so I'll write it tomorrow for King Ksiva Eimei. So she doesn't have to have it b'ksav, as long as they're 18 who saw the Kenyan, that's enough. No, so the Shmuel says you can't be playing Mechaber. But Mechaber holds it, so you have all of these sniffing law bill. But what does the Shmuel say? You can't be Seimich without the Matis Metalpolin. So you can be Matis Metalpolin for the time of the Bein HaShmoshes. The problem is that in the Yichud room, the Chosim doesn't have a television set that it can give her that's worth that amount. What's going to give her in the Yichud room to be Matis Metalpoli for the shear of the Ksuba? And this is, you know, where I have a little bit of maybe it's a Kiddush, maybe it's a reporter. And that is that there's something that every Chosin has. That's called a check. He can give her a check for the value, and that should be no worse than being Matis Metalpoli. Now,
credit card,
I don't know. Credit card, I don't think just handing her the credit card is certainly not enough. You get a cash advance on the credit card, he's giving her money. If you want to sign the chip that she, you know, she has an account, she can deposit it in, basically. It's a little bit harder. You don't have the machine in the let the caterer let you in. But a check, and that's the problem, because she thought so, it's not so simple. The check should be like a posas metalpolin, in which case there shouldn't be a problem altogether. And that, if this is an eitzah, then it's an eitzah for more things than the case I gave you. It's an eitzah for a ksuba dirkasa when somebody doesn't have a nusach, although now there's no reason not to have a nusach, we distribute it in the package, in the materials. So everybody should have a nusach that you can reproduce. But in the middle of the night, it's not always possible to get two eidim, and they want to know what to do. So my eitzah in the meantime is to give her a check. And you just write where it says, on the bottom left hand, which says four, it says four, hatposu referring to it. And Lamia's daiti, that's a hefa meruvach, that's absolutely good. However, the whole eitzah is an excuse to talk about the status of a check. Because I don't think a check is a sharchoi, by any means. Now, the check also I've written about. Let's try to analyze the shaila. The shaila of the status of a check arises not in this context. This is esoteric. The chosin can use it instead of the matzis metalpolin, but it arises in two cases. You find it in, first of all, you find it with regard to Hilchos Shemitah. In the last two Shemitahs, there have been articles about a check which is given as a bar mitzvah present. Check I give somebody because I owe him money. Shemitah's mishamah kafei. What's the chiluk? I wrote the check. I didn't write the chay. The underlying chay, shemitah's mishamah, if he didn't cash it before shemitah. However, what about a bar mitzvah present? I gave him the check as a matana. And now shemitah rolls around. Does the bar mitzvah book, or if it's for a chosn and kala, does the chosn and kala have a right to cash the check after Rosh Hashanah? Or Shemitah Mishamid, the check. That was Shiloh number one. And there are people who wrote and said that a check is a Shachayv, and that the whole thing is nothing more than a Chayv, and Shemitah's Mishamid.
But in the end, whether it's a bank check, the bank already took out someone.
Yeah, we're talking. Again, I want to talk about personal check. I know what you call a bank check. A check that the bank gave me.
A certified
check for Shemitah is Kegovi Domi. Remember, that's what certification means. It means that the bank is no longer certification plus delivery. Without delivery, not. But once you deliver a certified check, the bank is now not holding it for the maker, but for the payee. And it's, you know, deducted from his account, and it's kegovli domi. That's for Shemitah. For other things, it may be different, but for Shemitah, it's kegovli domi. That's how much is clear. That they're not even talking about. And the bank's check, with a cashier's check, that's the bank's credit, not my credit. So I'm assuming he's the Goyish bank, or the bank has approval, it's going to do with me. I give somebody a cashier's check as if I'm its president. The bank owes them the money, I don't owe them money. When I give you my check, I owe the money, not the bank. I'll talk about that, I'll analyze the check in a second. The second place where it's Negeya is in Hilchus Rikus. You have, if a person can give his own head check and take less money, that's clearly Rikus. In fact, I gave you a check now in advance, that doesn't help anything. But there can, or at least some people would argue, even what I said, I'll soon show you a highly esteemed place if it says the opposite, that you're allowed to do that. But where the Shaila comes up normally is not where I give you my check, but I go to somebody else and I take a check from him, a post-dated check, and I now take his check and I give it to you and you discount it. And when the time rolls around, you cash the check for face value, and I have my little agreement with a person who gave me the check that when the due date comes, I'll give him enough money so he'll be able to cover the check. It's my brother. He trusts me. Or if you want, I give him my check. What's the thing? He gives me a check dated 6 months later, and I give him my check. There's no ribbons there. I'm exchange for an exchange. It's a wash. He gave me a check 6 months later, and I gave him a check 6 months later. That's a clear exchange, and not even Kuroin Chayiv. It switched the same day. There was no time for the Chayiv to be kept by me. Only I took my check, the guy won't discount because it's Ribbis. He takes the other guy's check, and that the argument is, it's not Ribbis. Why? Because one thing is Mutter. I can sell a Shtar Chayiv if it would be Hefer Gomor if instead of using a check, you took this other person who writes out a promissory note. You go to a legal bookstore and you buy a book of promissory notes instead of a check, and it says, I agree to pay $1,000 6 months from today, and you give it to me, and I go to somebody else and I discount it. That's Heter Gomer. Nobody says that's sir, because that's a shtachar. I can sell it for less than they sell you. That's not a shayla privilege. So the shayla is whether the check has a din of a shtar chayiv for that purpose. It seems to me that it doesn't have a din of a shtar chayiv for that purpose, for a very simple reason. Because if I sell a shtar chayiv, why isn't there ribbis if I sell it for less than full value? Because once I sold it to you and the labor doesn't pay, it's your loss. You have no recourse against me. If I sell it to you ba'achrayus, that means it's not a material. If you come back to me, if the loiva doesn't pay to make good on the shtar chayiv, then that's not called a mechir. I didn't sell the shtar chayiv. You deputized me to collect it, basically, whatever you did here. But the loiva remains obligated to the malva. You haven't alienated this in favor of some other person. So that, to me, a check is not a promissory note, and you can't do this. You can't take somebody else's check and sell it to somebody else at a discount, because he always has recourse to the maker of the check. If he doesn't get the check, he goes back to the person who signed the check in the first place, which means that there's no real mechir here. Now, having said all of this, a simple shtarchol. You want to borrow money for ribbis, I'll give you a simple reason. Glatt kosher ribbis. Glatt kosher ribbis is to take a promissory, a nusach of a promissory note. You want to borrow money from me? Don't give me your promissory note. Get your brother who trusts you. Let him sign the promissory note, and you give it to me, and I'll give you 80% of the face value. You will pay me the full amount, and you'll make good to your brother the full amount at the time. You'll make up whatever's going on here. He's promised to pay me $1,000, and I'm going to collect $1,000 from your brother. And you're going to repay your brother $1,000. He gave you the promissory note, and you gave him yours in exchange. Promise for a promise. You sold me his promissory note, and I gave you 800. And by the time due day comes, I go to your brother, I get a full thousand. Why is that mutter? Because I can't go back to you anymore. You sold me the place, and I released you totally and completely. Your brother will go bankrupt. It's my tough luck. So, yeah, that's
the situation. For a credit card?
Right?
Let's say we do
this. Now, checks. Their argument is that a check is a promissory note.
Yeah.
I gave you my check. That means that I bound myself to pay you. And now you're discounting my check. So you're discounting the shtarchoiv I gave you.
That's
at the gomer, isn't it? And I turn around and say, it's not at the gomer. It's real rivets. It's rivets tutsa. Unless it's not rivets tutsa for some other reason. Well, why is it rivets tutsa? Because what happens when you bring the check, you take my check and somebody else catches it,
okay.
Right? And I don't pay. There's no money in my account. He goes straight back to you.
Right?
That's not going. Cool.
To a credit card, if I go to a store and they give me X amount of money for extra on my bill, they give me cash, and then and they charge me for that extra. So, but I'm merely collecting it from the credit card company.
You want to know what credit card service?
Huh?
You want to know
all credit, then it's all credit card. But no, but I cash advance from the store.
Cash advance, whether
you're in the store, and they do that all the time here. They say, you want extra money after, and then they charge you more.
What is it? They're giving you a cash advance on a credit card, and they're charging you their fee.
And then they'll charge you a fee. They'll give you money right out, right? And then right now. And then they'll charge you more money for the thing on your credit card.
That's bad because you are liable not to the credit card company, but you're liable to the merchant. And the merchant is selling it to the credit card company. And the credit card company charges him. Yeah, that's a merchant. They're discounting it because then they bear the risk. Now, you want to be the credit card company buying this from the merchant, I think it's closer. But the merchant who's making this deal with you sounds to me, doesn't sound right. The mayor, worry about that some other time. It's not a risk. We're not worried about the Rivas right now. I want to know the check. Now, the check seems to me to be Rivas Mamish, despite the fact that some people are not there. Now, what is it all based on? The one who is mater is the Bris Yehuda, no less. And the Bris Yehuda is mater, not only the third-party check, but my check too. That's the Chiddush Gadol Benayir. And he's mater not only third-party, but mine also. I'll soon explain why. Or at least why he thinks it's worth it. Now, the Bris Yehuda is the classic Sefer on Hilchos Rivas. It's Yankid Yeshua Bloy, right? Look, the Bris Yehuda is here, if he made it, if he's wrong, there's a reason why he's wrong. We'll see in a second. But he's one of the classic people in Hilchos Rivas. Now, it's all based upon a Kikre Lay from Elia Chazan, the Sfardishe of Elia Chazan. He tells a story. He says that it seems to have been the practice in those countries that people went they had the equivalent of the Yerid. They went to fairs to buy merchandise, and they didn't want to carry money with them for obvious reasons, because the tilfla hadera, who knows what can happen. So what they did was, wherever the fair was, these merchants knew each other, they borrowed money viribis, and they bought merchandise, and was eventually repaid. Now, how did they borrow viribis? They borrowed a kind of a rudimentary check system, that he wrote a little piece of paper, telling the piece of paper said that my pakid should pay you kach v'kach, and what the kach v'kach was more than the cash that he was getting, which is mamish, a modern day check. That's what a check is. You're telling the bank to pay kach v'kach, whoever presents this. And they held that it wasn't rivets. Now, why did they hold that it wasn't rivets? Because they apparently, if you look at the Tikkur Leif carefully, apparently there was no longer any recourse against the merchant. who got the money. It was really like a mechira shtarka. He left the money with whoever this man was in his counting house. And when he wrote this little piece of paper, it was like the chayv was the yad pleini, and I sold that chayv to you, and from now on, I've got nothing to do with you anymore. I sold you the chayv, you bought it, now it's your headache. He doesn't tell you, it's your loss, not my loss. And that was the basis of all of this. So therefore, says the Brish Yudah, I can do it with my check also. People says, hey, what is a check? That's what a check is. The bank, he says, but tutnoi. Can't be a head check, it's got to be for today, and I have to have money in the bank. Because if I don't have money in the bank, I'm not assigning money that the bank owes me. If I have money in the bank, it's shot, that, and you, again, elementary, I shouldn't have to say it even, I'm sure you all know, people talk about deposits in the bank. That's slippery language. That's done to fool people. It's fraud. There are no deposits in the bank. The Lashon deposit, the little old lady, who I'm not supposed to use the paradigm, it's not politically correct, but the little old lady thinks that when she takes her money into the bank, that the teller rushes off at 3 o'clock and puts it in the vault and it stays there until she comes back and she gets her money back. And how does the interest come? Asexual reproduction or something of the sort. But the Lashon deposit is Lashon Pikodin. I'm leaving it with you on deposit. That's not what it is. If it were a deposit, then if the bank makes a loan using my money, it's called larceny by conversion, right? He's a shaleach yad mepikodin. It's Yisr Gomor. Not only b'dineinu, but b'dineihem also. El and I, when I put money in the bank, what am I doing? It's not a deposit. It's a loan to the bank. I'm lending the money to the bank. And the bank can do whatever it wants with it. No, they're bound by laws. Laws don't let them invest in the stock market. Thank heavens. And they can't invest with a court of bookmaker, but they're allowed to lend money under reasonable circumstances because that's how the bank's going to make the money. Now, says the Brish Yehudah, when I write a check, what am I doing? The writing of the check, that's Mechiras Chay. The bank owes me $1,000, and I now wrote you a check for $500. I sold you half the money that the bank owes me. That's the Mechira to you. So, I can now do it and take from you less than the full amount, and you will get the full amount from the bank, and that's not rivis because it's Mecher Shtarchoi, he says it's Ether Gomor. It's Mechira Gemuro. Okay? Now, why is it a Mechira? Why does he think it's a Mechira? He and again, provided there's money in the bank, and it's not posted, it's now Mechira Me'atra, from right now. He thinks, and that, you know, there are a number of reasons why this is just absolutely wrong. It seems to me that it's absolutely wrong for the first reason, because everybody knows you can stop payment on a check. What do you mean? I sold you the chayv. It doesn't belong to me anymore. The bank owes you the money, it doesn't owe me. And I call the bank and I say, don't pay. And the bank will give me the same money back. What do you mean? I can't. What I've sold to you is yours. You ought to be able to run to the bank and say, it's not his anymore. How can I stop payment on the check? That's the litmus proof. So, to be Malavit Schus on the Brish Yehudah, he thinks that in Eretz Yisrael you can't do this. And there's a difference between America and Eretz Yisrael. I think I once said that I don't take checks seriously. That's because I live in America. If I lived in Eretz Yisrael, I would take checks very, very seriously. In this country, if I write a check and there's no money to cover it, what's going to happen to me? The bank will charge me a fee, and fees keep on going up. It's a stiff, and now I think it's up to $30. Okay, but I'm not worried about anything worse than that. Nothing worse than that's going to happen to me. In Eretz Yisrael, if I wrote such a check,
huh? It's only if you have
a
protection plan.
What's that? If I have a protection plan, I'll pay it.
No, sorry, not just bounce.
No, yeah, it'll charge me $30 for bouncing. Yeah.
But the implication is the money's not there, and whoever you give a check to doesn't get.
So what? What's going to happen? What's going to happen to me? He'll sue me for the check.
No,
he'll sue me, no. So what?
Okay.
So I'll pay what? I'm no worse off than I was before. I bought 1,000 widgets. I gave him a check for $1,000. The check bounced. So I owed him $1,000 before, and I owe $1,000 now. Except now the bank took $30 from me. But I'm no worse off than I was before. That's all going to happen to me in this country. He won't tell me widgets again, I understand. He'll look like an honest person. Who knows what? But nothing terrible is going to happen. In Eretz Yisrael, you can go to jail for this. Not only if it's a check for widgets, But if it's a bar mitzvah present and you decide you didn't like the kid's billfold and you stop payment on the check, you can also go to jail for it. So he thought that, you know, once you did this, that it's not chaser. And I said, so it's really a mechira shtachle. Laniyas daiti, he's wrong in Eretz Yisrael also, for a number of reasons, including this reason is wrong also. The Israeli law is very clear. The Israeli law says that even though I can go to jail, but the bank's not allowed to pay it. It's a fraud statute. The Israelis did this because they don't want people passing bad checks. It's not good for the economy. And people will do this to get widgets and not pay for them.
We have the same thing, huh?
What?
We have the same thing.
We don't have the same thing. You'll have to...
When a person's prosecuted for passing bad checks, for blowing bad checks...
You'll be prosecuted for the fraud, not for the bad check. Passing the bad check may be evidence of fraud, but it's no more than prima facie evidence.
They'll prosecute for the actual transfer of the
document. Sure. Yeah, so then, if you can prove fraud, you'll prove fraud. Bar mitzvah check, you can cancel, and you'll never have to worry about fraud, because there was no contract. When you pay using the... And remember that the Shemitah problems are the gift problems. And you have to look at the gift, that's the litmus test. If I used it to pay for widgets, and it's a bad check, so I commit an act of fraud. So you're prosecuting me for a fraud, not because of the bad check, it's something totally different. No, all right, that's point number one. Point number one is that even in Eretz Yisrael, the bank has no right to pay the check. Number two, in every check, including Eretz Yisrael, if the person who wrote the check dies, the bank's not allowed to pay? Yes, you can pay within 10 days. But on the 11th day, you can't pay. And the 10 days is the takonos hashuk. But basically, the principle is that once the guy dies, I can't do what he told me when he was alive, because in all of his capacity to do anything. That's the basic underlying principle. If I sell you a piece of karka, and chalil, something happens to the meicher, what? I guess you rescind the sale. You can't rescind the sale. If this is mechira shtoris, then what do you mean death rescinds it? How can death rescind? Doesn't make sense. In addition to all of that, and what if the bank doesn't pay? The recipient has no standing whatsoever. He can't sue the bank. What?
Promissory
notes may be different on a check. We're dealing with a check. If I give you a check and the bank refuses to pay you, the bank says, la bal devorim didi. I may be able to sue the bank, because that's what I pay fees for. No, I pay fees, they should honor my checks. They can't just say they don't want to honor my check. But I'm the bal devor, I'm the one who made the check. The person who got the check is a la bal devorim didi. If I take a promissory note and do this, this is la bal devorim didi. The holder in due course is now the owner of the debt. And I can't tell the owner of a debt la bal devorim didi. So a check isn't any of these things. And one more little riot. I can make out two checks. Each, I have $1,000 in the bank, I make out two checks for $1,000. So if it's Mechira Shtoris, I gave the first check to the first person, so I already assigned the debt. I sold the debt the bank owes me to this person, and when I wrote the second check, that was Dvorim B'Talim. What happens if the second one goes to the bank first and gets the $100,000? And then comes the first one. Of course, the bank will say they paid it already. Can the first one go to number two and say, you had no right to tip this money, it was my money because it was Mechira Shtoris to me. I'm the first one. I want the money from you. You took my property. You followed the cheshbon. Is that enough? There's no claim against the guy who happened to... You have two different dates even. It makes no difference. So LMI, there's no way that you can construe this as Mechira's. There's no, if I give a check, it's not Nechira of a chayiv. What is a check? A check's what it says. A check means what it says. It says, pay to the bearer. You are my niska, you're my loive, whatever you are. You're holding my money in one way or another. What's the difference whether it's a pekod or a chayiv that you owe me? It's kind of shibud or nosim, even without a shibud. I'm telling the bank, instead of paying me, give it to somebody else. Hareini kili skabalti. He tain mono lepleini, not my kavishani loch, but you bought it from the chay. Tain mono lepleini, and kilo you gave it to me, and then papota nase. You don't owe me any. That's all it is. Unless until you give the money to lepleini, you owe me the money. And when you gave it to lepleini, you gave it on my behalf. So I don't think it's a shtar kli. But as far as Shemitah is concerned, if you give a check for a matone, the check is described in the legal system as a naked promise when there's no consideration. The Shemitah, they're the ones, in Eretz Yisrael they said Shemitah is Meshamet, and to me Shemitah is not Meshamet, although here I'm asking that Eretz Yisrael is Meshamet. Even though I think the Bris Yehuda was wrong, but the ones who said that Shemitah is Meshamet, I think they're basically right, for different reasons. And that's because in Eretz Yisrael, a check generates a chayv. A check does. It's not the mechiras chayv of a bank. That they're wrong. I'm not selling the bank's debt to me, but in Eretz Yisrael, if I sign the check, that creates a chayv to the person who gets the check from me, which would be good for me in terms of simon samachvot. The first would be good if I'm giving you what the bank owes me, so it's metalpulin. I'm being matis metalpulin. I'm giving you money that the bank owes me. It's shoshovikel. I said that's not true. And it would work just as well if this generated the chayv. It would be, for purpose of samach vav, it would be like a ksav yad of the bal. I'm giving you a check for the value of the ksubis, so it's a shtar chayv on me. Who says that just because you can't collect from the chosim mishubodim, it's not valid as a ksub? I just showed you that for the first 24 hours, every ksub doesn't collect from mishubodim. If I have a ksub that can't collect from mishubodim, only from the chayrim, I'm not even a takonas chazal. So I gave you a ksav yad. I can't be given from mishubodim, but I'm being machayev myself, whatever the amount of the check is, and I'm being giving you this because I owe you a ksub. It's a ksub. It's a ksuba check. The value, what I'm giving you is a ksuba check. In Eretz Yisrael, I have no problems. What the chosman gives in the yichud room, let him write his own check, it is a shtar chayv. Why is it a shtar chayv in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, why is it a shamed, even if it's a bar mitzvah check, or a drosh gishang check? For a very simple reason. In this country, it's not a chayv, and doesn't generate a chayv. If I give, if I buy widgets, and I stop payment on the check, you'll sue me on the contract. If I give you a bar mitzvah present and stop payment on the check, you have no recourse whatsoever. How do I know this? For this, I can go to the lawyers. I've got a case. 1865. It's not only America, it's England also. All common law jurisdictions except Eretz Yisrael, which is a common law jurisdiction. We'll talk about why in a minute. Jones versus Locke. A man came and he had a baby.
What's the case?
Huh? John versus Locke. His wife had a baby and brings the baby home from the hospital. They didn't have hospitals in those days for kimpids or whatever. A couple of days after the birth, he walks into the nursery and he writes a check for £900 and he puts it in the baby's hand and he says, Bismi'edi, not Sherry, the nurse and the wife, that this is a matone to the child. And he puts it in the child's hand and then he takes it and he puts it in the safe. And Takenu Gedachti dies a week later. And the Yorshim don't want to honor the check. He died in the meantime. So the whole case is whether it's a constructive trust. That the check isn't actionable, that's a dover poshut, because there's no consideration. The check is a promise. I pay for the bear. I'm promising you that my man, the Gaudiyans, is going to pay you money. It's a naked promise. In the absence of consideration, nothing more, and the court found that there was no constructive trust in favor of the child either. So, yeah, that's clear. A gift, a check that I've given you as a gift, I can cancel any time, and if Akenugach, the guy dies, there's no way that you can sue for the amount of the check, because once he's dead, the bank can't honor the check anymore. Okay, so that's here. In Eretz Yisrael, number one, you can have, at least since 1973. The scholars disagree about what the chok was in Eretz Yisrael before 1973. In common law jurisdictions, there is no obligation without consideration. You gotta get something in exchange. You can't be mechayev yourself unless you get something in return for the ischaivus. And loshen of ischaivus, nothing makes any difference. In halachah, in mechilas kveide of shoyt alon, there is no such concept. He claims that in halacha it's all such nonsense. You can be mechayev yourself without a corresponding obligation. You do not need consideration. It's a dover poshut. I would like to believe that it was under the influence of Halacha that Eretz Yisrael adopted in the Chok HaChozim of 1973 that you don't need consideration. I suspect it was other reasons. But in Eretz Yisrael, you don't need consideration. You can have a contract without consideration, which means that if I promise I'm going to give you a bar mitzvah present, I have to, and you can sue me. You don't need a contract for this. If that's not enough, they have another chok, not the chok achozim, but they have another chok. It's called, I think, pekudat hashtarot or something, in which they specify that a check is a contract, even if not supported by consideration. So you have two from, they come from you from two sides, telling you that a check generates a hiskaibus. No, so in Eretz Yisrael, the check generates a hiskaibus. Whatever it should generate the scribus bidinayim, and the chosen gives the kala a check for whatever the value of the ksuba is. So he wrote a ksuba. It's not, that would be matzis metalpolin. Matzis metalpolin, that if I don't pay, you'll collect from metalpolin. Here, the ksuba isn't valid, so he's written her a check for the value of the ksuba. That's it. It's a shtarchai. What's the ksuba? I start off by saying the ksuba is nothing more than shtarchai. So here's another shtarchai. And he's telling her, I'm giving machai of you this amount, together hatfosas metalpolin. Or if he wants, doesn't have to say together hatfosas metalpolin. This will be your shtarchai until the ksuba becomes valid. Then you'll give it back to me. I trust you that you won't try to collect twice. But I'm giving you, when the fact is, the shtachar should be fine, absolutely fine. Yes?
And the fact that the check becomes bottle after 6 months, something like that?
The check doesn't really become bottle after 6 months. The bank...
That's
the lawyer. The bank is not bound to cash it after 6 months.
So they lose this close.
They're not bound, but they'll do it.
The close still exists.
About and if we're in Eretz Yisrael.
I don't know Eretz Yisrael.
In this kind, this country.
Give it
what?
Oh,
Eretz Yisrael.
They
didn't write
another check.
Oh no. We can never change the date on an instrument. Heaven forbid. It's your payaf. No. But in Eretz Yisrael, the 6 months go by, and the bank honors it, it's honored. The bank just isn't meshubah to me to honor a check 6 months after I wrote it, for good reason. But maybe I was crazy.
But the law considering the shtar.
No. If I issued the check on the basis of a contract, so you will not sue for the check anymore, but you'll sue on the contract. It's not I give it to you as a bar mitzvah gift, you can't sue me. The bank didn't want to honor it, so we're going to do it. So you come back to me, I should make it good. And if I say I don't want to make it good, it's far well. You should have cashed it. Well, the cashing was good. You waited till after Shemitah, too late. See, so that's why in Eretz Yisrael, I think that Moshe Nachum Shapiro, I think the first one who said it, Shemitah's Kohen. And others have said the same thing. That since it generates a chay in the law, in the chok, and therefore Shemitah's Mishan. Once I gave you the check for a bar mitzvah present, for a droshen gishank, I created a shtachoy. And therefore, when it comes Rosh Hashanah, Shemitah is mishamid it. It's mishamid the chayit. You can't cash it anymore. If the person made it says, I'm an askain, like any other chayit, but becomes a chayit. It's not just that it was the nicest to ask the banker out of the kindness of his heart to give you money that's in his little pushkin. That's not what a check is. A check is... I'm a chayiv myself. I created the shtar chayiv without consideration. I don't need consideration. So in Eretz Yisrael, Shemitah would be mishamid, and Eretz Yisrael, it means that's a proportion, that this is the eighth in the yichud room for ksuv dirkas. The question is, in America, check is not a shtar chayiv in this country. For all the reasons I explained before, it's not selling the chayiv that the bank owes me, and it's not my chayiv either. It is nothing more than what it says. It's a directive to somebody who owes me money to be so kind as to give it to you, and it generates absolutely no new obligations. If the bank doesn't honor the check because there's no money, it may become evidence of fraud, for whatever you want. But it doesn't generate new obligations. That's above proportion to me. If it doesn't generate new obligations, so it's not a shtarchai, so I'm not giving you a shtarchai. So what's the etzah? I can give you two etzahs. The simple etzah is that you can take any check and turn it into a sharpet. Just change the nusach. The bank won't care. So right, on top of your signature, you write, Hareini Mishayev Es Atzim Bishum Hanal B'choyev Gomer Mukhlot, or words to that effect. Hareini Mishayev, with a same other deed, it's a Shtachayev. The bank isn't going to look at these Hebrew characters. What do they care? You want to write a Shtachayev on the, you want to write a promissory note on top of the check. It's not Megarei as far as the bank is concerned. So the Kostner has a simple way to, he takes the check, and he writes, Hareini Mishayev Es Atzmi V'Bishum Zeh L'Proing Suva. That's it. And sign his name. Is he mechuyev to do that? I don't think he's mechuyev to do that. I think a simple check is good enough, even though I'm finding that it's not a shtarchoyev, but I don't think it's any worse than Hatzvosus Metalfolin. And what if I didn't have the Metalfolin with me in the Yechudim? I didn't go looking in the Achreini. But what if I have a Tfosis Metalfolin? What if I don't have the Metalfolin in the Yechud room, but I have a safe at home with a lock? Not a combination lock, but a key. And I take the key and I give it to the cow. Is that a Tfosis Metalfolin? I think it's a Tfosis Metalfolin. What's the chili? I gave her the Mafteach to go take it. She can go get it. Remember that the Metalfolin is only for Bitchenis. She doesn't get a kinyan in the Metalfolin. She can't go be, you know, she can't give it to her brother to be Makadish and Isha with it. It's only Bitchenis. It's like a mashkin. No, so what's the chilek? If I give her the Mateach and she has access to it, then that's enough. No, if I gave her the check, I gave her the Mateach to my bank account. That's what the check is, Mateach to the bank account. You're telling me I can stop payment on the check. And what if I gave her Metalfolin? I can't take it back from her. I'm bigger than she is.
What if you
give her? When I map this Metalfolin, I'll be honest her to give back the Metalfolin. No, if I give her the check, so I was in the serious Mafteach on the Metalfolin, I can stop payment, of course. I can take back the Metalfolin also, Marash. In the meantime, I gave her the Mafteach to get the money. L'chur, I think that the check should be good, even l'shitosi, k'neged the Bris Yudah. V'chule, it seems to me that even if the check isn't a shchoyv and doesn't have the status of a shtar chayv, so it's not a ksuban aloche, but al kolponim, it's no worse than a tfosis metalfolin. And befrat, with all the other coolers in Tzirufin, I think it's a posher date, if you don't want, if you know, for chayshish revelation. I bemis about dihav luvde before the Ibris Moshe was published. I once said that's why I'm in the Gevur Dover. All the Yiddish Tzuke Dibure. I had no problems writing the earlier Zman. I took it for Dover Poshim that I can write the earlier Zman because I know the Tzitzis of the Tzitzis. That was my I can chazan chenz of anything. And at Hayyim I don't understand why you can't. Even I don't understand Rav Moshe altogether. But nobody now wants to go connected Rav Moshe. So if you're going to write the Zman Lucha, you've got all of these problems. I think that, you know, with all the Snifim and Tzirufim, I think that the eighth of a check is Yishe Hetzer Meruva. Yes?
But if you were
to
Rebbe saying in America, stopping a check is not
easy
example?
The stopping of the check isn't this example. If you're doing it to accomplish fraud, baton etc. In Bidinaya. No, may not have been Bidibura, but Bidinaya etc. Gezel. Gezel. Because you think it's a star, that it's I generated a star chayv, I created a debt, and now I'm Eved Leiv Elish Malve, I'm a Leiv Vein of Mishalim, I'm a Rosh, right? Because I was Machayev myself. That's not true. The check does not create a shield in American law. I wasn't Machayev myself anything. I'm an Einayim Bidibura. That's all I am. That doesn't make me a Goslin. Yes.
Bring up a different topic with this, because I know very few Chassanim will have the present mind to bring their checkbooks to the wedding hall.
The Mechutin does. The Gemara of the Mechutin. The Mechutin, the father, you know. Somebody
have to get a check. They'll have to pay it.
Somebody has to have a check for the caterer.
Get a different check, right?
Yeah.
There are folks who mentioned that even the Yichud itself doesn't work, it doesn't work for Karka.
Yeah.
So couldn't you just be in the attic of your apartment there or something like that?
You lose your apartment.
How are you going to do it? How are you going to do it? You have to write her a lease on the apartment. You write her a shtar.
Yeah.
That's already a... You have to do the nusach of a shtar. You know, the whole business. And that's harder. They have checks, everybody knows that already.
If you give your bank card, you'll close that wall.
Sorry?
Give your bank card. So you don't have a check, you won't give your bank card.
ATM card
with the code.
And what are you telling her?
Like the safe. So you don't have a check.
Yeah. Right. And she can go take it.
Yeah.
And you tell her that you can go take this money. You can take this sheer of the silver. Why not?
It's not expensive.
But you don't have enough money.
But you have money in your ATM.
If I have money in my bank, it's not my checking, but not my checking.
No, but that was
the ATM. But there's money in the account on which you gave her the ATM card.
Yeah.
So why not? The ATM card is like a check.
Less
than more.
Less.
She can go take it. She can go use it. What's the
point? No, the ATM card check is just for me. The whole purpose of the check was that once
she can go to the co-bank and get the money.
Okay, the whole purpose of a check in and of itself was they have the routing numbers and everything else in the box. So I know what I'm doing with the thing. The ATM card is the same thing as a piece of paper that tells me what the numbers are. I can go punch them in, no?
Who you are?
You
don't stop asking the card. You can walk to Citibank and tell them what your card, what your number is, and they'll type it in. They'll hand you the cash.
Yeah.
You need ID.
No ID.
You
need ID.
You have ID. You know the password. You know whatever the.
They'll hand you the money without the card.
Yeah. The card is just magnetic. Just has a magnetic strip that has it on. That has the information on there, so you can make it easier by swiping it. But it doesn't do it.
I can go to a strange bank with whom I have no relationship, and they'll do this for me also. In my bank, I can do it without an ATM card. Why do you need an ATM card? I go to my bank, I lost my checks, I lost my deposit slips, and I lost everything. Give me money. Don't give me money with identification. It's my money.
If you can show valid
proof. Oh, I have to show who I am, so I have money. I don't
need
it.
No, I'm saying that.
No, if worse, they'll hand me a, what do they call these things? I've forgotten. Not a bank. It's called a, no. It's blank, and once upon a time there were everybody used it. Today nobody knows they exist. Not a carbon copy. People, you know, I've heard people claim that it's not valid. It's got a name. It doesn't have your name, doesn't have the bank's name, doesn't have anybody's name. It says
starter check.
A what?
Starter check.
No, it's not a starter check. It's got a name. It has, it's a technical name. You should know. It's a counter check. A counter check, counter. But on the counter, I walk in. They confuses everybody with everything supposed to be electronic. You know, the machines can't read this. It doesn't have the bank's name, doesn't have my name. There's nothing. Just got blanks. You don't need a check. I'm actually legally. I don't have to have a check to pay somebody who owes me. I take a piece of paper from a notebook and I put on top, Dear Mr. Citibank. I don't write Dear Mr. City. I put the paper on top and I say, pay to the order of Pliny Ben Pliny, and I sign my name. He can walk into Citibank as long as I said Citibank on top, or I said, Mr. Citibank, please pay, and he presents this and they have to treat it like a check. And if they refuse to treat it like a check, I'll consult my lawyer, because once upon a time I definitely had a cause of action. Now I don't know what they put into the agreements. Obviously it's going to cost Citibank a lot more to process this than to process the check they want me to use. But basically that's all a check is. What do I need a printed form? Right?
They'll do it if you give them the routing.
I mean, you have to give them the routing numbers. I'm not going to give them the routing numbers. DNA, if you give them the DNA, at least once upon a time, there were no routing numbers. I didn't have to know them. They didn't exist. All I gave was the counter check. That's all it was. It was nothing. So that, you know, this I can do in my bank. I don't need a checkbook. I don't need anything. I don't need an ATM card. I don't have to know the numbers of the ATM card. The Kiddush to me is I can go to a bank with whom I have no contractual relationship and give them an ATM number, and they should go through all of this. Why should they? It takes time. Time is money in this country. The machine's a machine. I'm going to look. But once you start dealing with tellers, what should they do? Why should they accommodate me? They don't need anything. Well, you know, the dollar and a half they charge for the transaction wouldn't begin to cover the cost of this transaction. But I don't know. If you give the card itself, why not?
It could only take $800 a month.
I'm assuming that you can get the value. I'm talking about the sheer ksuv is. Whatever the sheer ksuv. I mean, that's another. No one cares what the sheer ksuv is for the reason I said at the beginning. Why not give me that? After the chandra ben Gershon, the parties can haggle for their heart's content. That's why nobody had to go be machriya what the shir ksuba was. Well, my nafkamina. If you want to know what the shir ksuba is, first you need today's New York Times. they'll tell you the price of silver. Now you have to know how many troy ounces there are in the shear of the tzuba, and for that you'll have to go to, what was his name, Kellerman, he was, Kellerman. He wrote a book, a sefer on the tzuba, which you should give a perish on the tzuba. It's good. Yeah, it's very good. It's a perish on the tzuba, and you'd be surprised if you don't know, if you weren't ma'ayin in the tzuba before. Once you find out what the tzuba says, it says lots of things you know it says, including machlokes haposkim, what it says, you know, what the amounts, the zakukim and the zuzim, you know, the sachako, is it really a sachako, is it not a sachako? But then he has, in the end, he has the three major shittas in the weight of the coins. The Chazaynish, Rav Chaim Noy, I think the Minchas Alozer is the third, whatever they are. But then you'll take how many troy ounces, and then look up in the New York Times and multiply, and you get the value. Once I did it, I don't remember whether it was up or down, but the largest shear came out to something like $10,000. It was a significant amount of money. So
you need that amount of bank account.
You might not have that much money.
Well, that's...
You're included in the cooking.
Huh?
You're included in the
cooking. I include everything.
Yeah.
Right. The Masai Mizuz is much less. Right, you're true. It's true.
I was
what? The 10 times Pidgin Aden. 10 times, and there also I did two duchs recently, because I two the duchs was Negeya. It was more or less Negeya. I have a Ben Bita Koyim. He became a Kohen Gadol, and I gave him as Matana a Kahuna library. A lot of Sforim Shemushim these days, and I also gave him the Klei Umnus. You should have the shear of Pidgin Aden to sell if anybody wants to be paid it. And I gave it to him, Bateris Pidgin Aden, because I know the grower has played himself 20 times. I can be played it myself a second time. But I went to figure out what the shear is. But the Galegian Cup, the Rathankin claim that $5 was $5 silver dollars. Just eight silver dollars. Our dollar is a fake. That five wasn't enough. And they said to be Mesa of a quarter. And I went and I figured it out. They came to me a lot less than bill. All the Chumras were less than $5 silver dollars. So $5 silver dollars, which cost more than $5 for the... But 10 times, Laniach, 10 times 5. You know? So 10 times 5 is $50. And 50 silver dollars is now worth probably double, but less than double. Not quite double. And the value of the silver. Yeah. Right, for the Masayim Zuz, the Schukim is the big money. Yeah, right. But the Schukim is. All right, next.
Okay, 3 o'clock.
What's that?